Hello?
Hi, Dan.
Yes, who is this?
It's Nadine Medina with Local Splash.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I know yesterday you were pretty busy, so I didn't know if this would be a good time to call you today, or it was regarding the first page placement. Okay. You know, I had sent out the email, but I don't know if I put it down wrong. I had D as in David, A, Y as in yellow, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, 86 at gmail.com, and it came back undelivered.
Yes, there is no T. It's an E as in
Edward. Oh, that's why. Well, that makes sense then.
Okay.
I was like, oh, my goodness. Why is it coming back? Okay, that makes sense. All right. So I know we had talked very briefly because when we did speak, you were pretty busy as well, but we had discussed with the local only package, just to kind of recap on that.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, it'll get you found, you know, in your zip code, and it's going to cover just a 20-mile radius. And you had mentioned that that would be fine. So I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of that, you know, since we did speak very briefly.
The zip code is pretty, and
Okay. So I'm just taking a look here. Let me resend that to you. Now, you didn't currently have a website either, right? If I'm not mistaken, I'm looking back at my notes. But you do have pictures of the work that you've done, correct?
I do on the Facebook page, but I've since taken it off my phone completely.
Yeah, no worries. The reason that I ask is because if you have them on your Facebook page, we might be able to grab them from there. But we do, when we create the website for you as well, because I am including a website in that package, the website is basically where we could add pictures, you know, of the work that you've done. We want them to get to really know more about your business. We do like a mission statement on there, you know, a little biography about your company. We'll add pictures, you know, hours of operation and so forth. So this way they really get to see the work that you do and learn more about your business, okay? So we include that as well as, you know, getting you listed on Bing, which is another search engine that they utilize as well. And then we also include the directory submission. So we get you listed on a number of directories that are popular within your area, directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, which are just to name a few, but of course the most relevant ones to your business. In addition to that, we also include the voice-activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, very popular within the homes as well. And then we'll give you that exposure on mobile devices, meaning whether they're doing that search from their iPhone, they're performing it from their Android or from their tablet, they'll also be able to find your company listed as well.
Okay.
So it pretty much, you know, covers all of your bases. So that package, as I mentioned to you, it's discounted for you at the cost of $199 a month. Our program is month to month. The company does ask that you, you know, at least stick it out for 2 months to give it that full turnaround. And the reason is because I want you to be aware that, you know, when it comes to Google, it's not going to happen overnight. Like, you're not going to be listed there tomorrow. Okay? It's
anything
a process.
Anything is better than the $400 loss from Angie's List for the last 6 months. So
oh, my gosh. You've been paying that for the last 6 months? Oh, wow.
Yep. And I've got nothing but notifications that people have visited my page under the false pretense that they're interested customers requesting quotes, which they're not because they've never returned a single phone call, message, or email. So it's just people browsing that they're lying about wanting quote requests. So I'm over that. I'd much rather just have someone who's actually interested call my phone.
Yeah, and
just being notified every time someone looked at my page. Like, I don't care who looks at the page. I don't care who's actually interested in getting work done.
Yeah, and I'm really sorry to hear that. I mean, I hear mixed, you know, reviews from, because we work with a lot of their clients and some of them share the same experience, you know. Just it's the leads, you know, a lot of them say, if I could just get the person on the phone, I could sell my product. You know, I could sell my services, but you can't even get them on the phone half the time. So, okay. Do you have them on pause currently, the leads?
I have currently named them.
Okay.
Hold the ad.
Yeah, I think your profile is still up there. Typically, what happens is
be.
I think
they're just going to block me from viewing leads and messages.
Yeah, so if you pay,
anyway.
Yeah, typically you pay a subscription with them. So what will happen is you'll stay up there for the year, but the leads, they won't come through anymore if you've stopped that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know you have your Facebook page as well. In fact, I'm looking at it. You got videos on there too, huh?
Yeah, I might be walking in.
Okay. So I did send you out two emails. The first one that I sent, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first one will say Google Advertising. It shows you that the cost is $199 for the local only package. Everything that's included in the program as well. Okay. I did put an example of a website. I mean, keep in mind, it's for an electrician. It's basically a one-page, five-tab. But it's, you know, definitely going to get the job done. Okay. I also sent you another one. It's called Client Dashboard Analytics. Okay. What it does is it gives you an overview of your customized tracking and reporting system that we'll create. We feel it's important for our clients to see, you know, track the results, the calls that you're receiving, right? Where they perform the location of the search. You're going to be able to view all the keywords that we have you listed for as well as your campaigns. Okay. And then, now on this phone number, you can receive text messages, right, to this number? You still there?
Still there.
Okay, I
can
hear
you
now. It's okay.
I can't even get service in my own.
Oh, my gosh. I know. You know, sometimes I find that when I call my husband and I'm like, oh, where are you at in the house? Because I can't hear you. So on the bottom
right
of the email. Right.
Uh-huh.
So, and I live in an older home, so I think sometimes that's what happens.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's a block wall.
That's what I think, too. And I'm like, can you go outside?
Yeah, I'm outside now.
Right. So now on the emails that I sent you, I was considered the lead on the account. You'll have my contact information at the bottom, but I still like to send it to you in a text message. So I'm sending that text through.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then the second text that I am sending you, it's going to have the number to customer service. Now, anytime you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you are going to contact customer service. We are here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So for your time zone, we're here 10 to 7. Okay?
Okay. So then I would call you then for what?
So I always like to provide my information because let's say in the event you need to talk to someone urgently, right? You can't wait for customer service to call
you
back.
The emergency contact?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Because I can get the message to them right away. I just always like to provide it, you know?
Gotcha.
Just, that's my process.
All right.
And then, now, I'm also sending you a link. It's to a YouTube video. It's about 6 minutes long. When you do have time, please take a look at the video. It's going to walk you through on how you track your results. Real simple, nothing complicated, but just want you to get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then your first name, is it Daniel and you go by Dan, just so I can notate it on the account?
No, it's Dane and I go by Dane.
Dane. Okay. Do you spell it D-A-Y-N-E?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Where did I get Dan from? And you let me say Dan the last couple of times.
Yeah,
unless
because
you didn't
it's
hear
been
me
going
too.
On my entire life, so I stopped
oh,
caring
no.
at some point. The only time I make a change is when I'm ordering food online and ask for a name. I just tell them Mike because no one screws up Mike.
Exactly. You know what? My name is not very popular, and it's so funny because the way they spell it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. They'll spell it, I mean, how it sounds, not the way it's supposed to be spelled. Yeah, or they'll say Natum, and I'm all, where did the M come from?
Yeah, it's the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah.
So I just go with it as long as I know you're talking to me.
Oh, when I'm speaking, you know, in Spanish, because I'm bilingual, and I'll tell you, with the Latin community, when I say my name, they're like, where are you from? And I just laugh, and they're like, how do you say it? I'm all, you know what, just call me Maria. It makes it easier.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Just call me Mike. Like, we're done.
Yeah.
Just call me Mike. That's hard to screw up.
Exactly. What's your last name, Dane?
Staplehorn. It's even worse.
What was that again? I heard horn at the end.
Staplehorn.
Okay. Staplehorn?
No. S-C-A-P-L-H-O-R-N.
Okay, I got S as in Sam, C as in cat, A as in apple, P as in Paul.
Yep.
And then what came after that?
L-E.
L-E. Okay, and then horn, H-O-R-N, right?
Yep.
Staplehorn.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Now, the best number for clients to contact you on, as well as us contacting you, would be the 321-271-2640.
The only one I got. It better be good enough.
Okay. Now, the company name, the way it should read, is Brevard Flooring. Do you want the LLC included?
What are your thoughts?
You know, it's a preference, really.
LLC?
You know, I have some businesses that they prefer it not showing. I have others that want it to show. It's really your preference. If I'm looking,
the ones that say no, why they choose no?
Just because they choose not to. They don't want it to show. I mean, I have others that prefer it to show because they feel that it makes them look more legitimate, right?
Right. That's okay. And unless the limited liability is a problem.
Yeah. You know, when I'm looking, here's what I base it off of, right? Your Facebook page has it, you know, and you kind of want to keep everything uniform. I mean,
business cards have it.
Yeah, and I think you should then have it with the LLC included, if it's even on your business cards. Okay.
Makes sense. Let's keep it.
Sounds good. Now, Google is going to mail out a PIN code to you. Okay, it's going to come in the mail within 6 to 10 days. That PIN code is what's going to verify you, make you a red dot on the map, basically. Okay.
Okay.
What address do you want them to mail it to? The address will not show anywhere on Google because typically it's a home address and we hide the addresses unless it's a showroom.
Yeah, it is a home address.
Okay. I do see, and I have no idea why Angie's Leads Home Advisor always puts the addresses on the profiles. I don't even see the point in that, but there's an address on there, 1068 Bird Street.
That is it.
Okay, and that's Melbourne and the... I'm sorry? I didn't catch that. I think I lost you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. 5 feet over. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I have 1068 Bird Street, and then it's Melbourne, Florida, 32935. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and hide that address. Okay. So the next thing I'm going to walk you through, it's called a 90-second voice verification. Okay, it's a recording for your protection. What it does is it outlines our service agreement, and it would be an added form of protection for you that we'll also send in writing, okay, with your invoice. So it's going to go over the billing date. It's going to go over if you were to cancel. We just ask that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges. There's no cancellation fees, okay? Now, as I'm walking you through it, Dane, if there is something that you do not understand, you just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it, and then I'll rephrase it. I want to make sure that before, you know, we move forward with processing your payment, that you do have a clear and firm understanding. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Brevard Flooring LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Dane Scapelhorn, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Did you want me? Okay, thank you. Now, Dane, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages?
What would an unrelated vendor be?
So, for example, right, you might get a call from a company trying to sell you another type of online product. We want you to know that they're not associated with us. So in other words, we're never going to call you to ask you for more money other than the $199 that you're paying a month. That's it. You might get someone calling you and telling you, hey, you need to pay $5 because your profile, we need to fix it. They're not associated with our company. You ever get a call like that, you take down that number, disconnect the call, and call us with that phone number because they're not associated with our company. So all we ask you is that, you know, sometimes we might give you a call, an update on your account. You know, we might, you know, see some other type of keywords that are being more searchable, right, pertaining to your services. So if we ever, ways that we'll communicate with you is through a phone call, a text message, you know, we might email you as well. All we ask is that you respond to us at least within 24 hours because once we complete your website, we'll email it to you first to review it before it even posts, okay? We'll follow up with you regarding your PIN code. We'll check in, hey, have you received it yet? You know, because if we don't hear from you within those 6 to 10 days with that PIN code, we're following up with you, okay? So we're just asking that if whenever we call you, that you just respond to us in a timely manner. So that's what that means, as well as with the third-party vendors. If someone's calling you, trying to sell you another type of online product, it's not coming from our company because we're not going to call you to say, hey, you need to pay more money.
Got
does
it.
That make sense?
Sure does.
Okay. So as I was going back, so to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And I do like to explain this one as well. So we're not saying, Dane, that you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, just give us a call so we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Great.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 30th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $199. This is a two-month... I'm sorry?
It doesn't get started as soon as the website and all that is signed off on?
No, the payments... So the way our process is, just to give you an example, okay? Today, we set up your account. As I'm looking at the calendar while we're talking, I like to schedule your client interview as soon as possible, same day, if not by the following day. The sooner we get you through that client interview, the faster we're moving. Okay?
Okay.
So in that client interview, what we do is we block out an hour. They're basically going to cross all the T's, dot all the I's, verify all the information you and I went over to ensure I listed everything correctly. They're going to talk to you about your keywords. They're going to talk to you about the website. They're going to go over more in detail. Typically, it can take 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. Okay?
Okay.
From there, this is the timeline. 6 to 10 days, you're going to get that PIN code in the mail from Google. Once you get the PIN code, and the technician will go over this with you as well, we need that as soon as possible. So there's ways that you could either text it to us, you could call it in, or you could also input it yourself. So they kind of go over that with you. Now, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all those directories. We're also going to send you your login credentials, username, and password so you can start tracking your phone calls and your results with us.
You're talking about the first 5 to 7 days within the same time I get the PIN code, or 5 to 7 days afterwards?
From the client interview.
Okay.
So, yeah, from the client interview, because the client interview is the most important appointment. That's where the magic's going to happen. Okay?
Okay.
So that's why I like to schedule the client interview same day, if not by the following. Because the sooner we get you through that, the faster we're moving. Okay? Now, from there, okay, within 7 to 14 days, your website will be completed. We will send it to you to review to let us know if you have any changes first that need to be made before we have it go live. Okay?
Okay.
Typically, this is stated in our terms and conditions. It is our promise that your business will be listed on the first page of Google between 30 to 45 days. I will tell you, though, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. Now, at times, I have seen where it has happened sooner, but that is our promise within the 30 to 45 days.
Okay,
now, because
initial month's payment just covers the setup, and then I shouldn't really expect myself on Google or webs.
In other words, well, within the 2 weeks, you're already going to be listed within the directories. The website's going to be done, right? If you have changes, we're going to make those changes, and then we'll submit it to be live, right? Mm-hmm. So what takes longer, to be quite honest with you, is the first page placement on Google because of the fact that you're waiting 6 to 10 days for that PIN code, okay? Now, it's not to say, right, that in the first month you won't get some calls. A lot of it, though, is the programming, and that's why I like to be very transparent. When you're going to really feel this program, Dane, I'm going to say is in the second month.
Okay.
Is when you're really going to feel it.
This first payment is just get everything set up, and I don't really expect to see anything legit.
Exactly. I don't want to say, yeah, and that's why I work on transparency, because I've had some business owners that are like, I'll wait until I don't have any work. And I tell them, if you wait until then and you think tomorrow we're getting you on the first page of Google, it's not going to happen. You're going to be like beside yourself because you need work now. You never want to wait until you have absolutely no work. You know what I mean? Because it's going to be a process.
Now. I have a slump with are all the materials on back order, or they're going through a slump now because of the recession.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we're
that
definitely not there at the moment.
Yeah, I know you had shared that with me.
And they all take place in the next 14 days. After that, I have no idea what happens.
Well, do keep in mind, right, that in the meantime, we are submitting you with a directory submission, right? We do list you on directories that are the most popular, that people also perform those search on.
Question. The first page placement, how far down on the page?
How far down?
Scroll down. If it doesn't show up on the top three without me having to scroll the page down, I usually disregard anything after that. So how far down?
Oh, that's a great question. So what you're talking about, so just to kind of explain, right, when you go on Google and you perform a search, right, you'll see there's different positions on Google, okay?
That's what I'm
you have,
yeah, on the first page.
Right. So you have the Google ads, which are the guys at the very top. Those are usually like the ones that you see, sometimes two or three of them, the first ones, right? Mm-hmm. They'll have, it'll say ad next to it, AD. Those mm-hmm. are Google ads. Google ads run in a rotation. Google ads allows you to target specific zip codes. You could target by county. You could target specific cities or by mile radius. You could go as far as 100 miles if you wanted. That's where it caps off at, 100 miles. I would never recommend to anybody going that far because it's like yeah. putting a piece of butter on toast. The further you spread it out, the thinner it gets. You know what I mean?
Yeah, plus we're talking about different counties.
Right. And with the Google ads, though, there's a lot of businesses, they particularly like certain zip codes where they know that there's a higher end income. That's where they want to be at. There's more work there and they want to be very specific. That's when I recommend Google ads to them, right? Google ads, of course, it's more expensive, but with the Google ads, those are up and running within 7 to 14 days. Okay.
Right, right.
Now, then you have the local map, right? Which is what we were talking about where you'll see the map with the little red dots. Okay. Typically, you can see sometimes 10 businesses listed there on that first page. Mm-hmm. You could see 14. It just all depends on the area, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the placement that we're talking about there in the local map section. Now, I can't tell you. Our company can't tell you. Google couldn't even tell you. Dane, you're going to be number one or you'll be number six, right? It's going to mm-hmm. depend on the keyword or the search term that they're performing that search and where they're searching from. Okay? So
okay,
that's the
so
local
let's
map.
Say whatever keyword I choose, then that keyword, then you can put on the list that would pop up.
Well, for example, if you're choosing, because you can use between 17 to 20 keywords, keyword phrases, right? The mm-hmm. technician has the database. They're going to go over those with you, the ones that are the most searchable, because we want to make sure that it's the most relevant keywords and keyword phrases that when they are performing that, that your company is being found immediately amongst on the first page. We're not going to tell you you're going to be number one or number six or number three or number 10 because we don't have a way of saying that. We just, there's no okay. way of us being able to tell you that, but you will be on the first page as an option. That is the whole point of all of this is that when they perform that search immediately that they find you there.
Okay, so then why did you say as an option instead of guaranteed?
Well, if you're looking for more guaranteed, there is another program that's Google Guaranteed.
Wasn't that like the whole selling point spiel was you'll be on the first page and now it's option versus will. You see what I'm saying?
No, I think you misunderstood me right now. So what we're saying, okay, we're always going to get you on that first page. You're always going to be there when they are searching by your search terms, your keywords, and they're within your area, right? Within the local area. Okay. We make sure that you're always an option on the first page for them to call you directly. Does that make
okay.
a little bit more
okay.
sense?
Yeah, so there is no option as to whether I'll be on the first page. It's
no.
just an option. Okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Because it's like, for example, when I was looking for a plumber back in December, right, I went on Google, I went on Facebook, because I come from a large Hispanic family, which still mind boggles me that nobody knew a plumber that they could refer to me. It was crazy. I was like, you guys are terrible. So I went on Google, and I typed in plumber near me, okay? I live in Anaheim. I got some guy that was in Whittier, a small business.
Right.
You know, I actually had two of them come out because everyone, I started calling down the list. I went through the first six and I got two of them to come out and give me an estimate. All the other ones were busy or they didn't pick up their phone, right?
Yeah.
So I ended up going with the smaller company because the kid was pretty confident and he promised he would knock it out in a day, and the bigger company that I went with, which was a huge company, it was the same price range, but I'll tell you this. I mean, when you're telling me I'm going to have to be out of my house for 4 days, that doesn't sit well with me, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
And I kind of knew, like, they came out with one price and, you know, swore up and down they weren't going to have to break one of my concrete steps. for mm-hmm. one of the cleanouts. And I'm thinking, how is that possible that they don't have to break it? And when that other company came out, the guy told me, I'm going to be straightforward. There was no way around that. And that's what I'm telling you now. We got to break it. Any other company is going to tell you no, but when they get to that, they're going to say, oh, we got to break it, and that's going to be another charge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, and I called the first six guys on Google because I was desperate. When it comes to plumbing, you can't wait. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
So it's the same case in any industry, right? Everyone's going to call the ones that are on the first page. That's where 90% of the searches start and stop.
Gotcha.
Okay. Does that make a little bit more sense?
Sure does.
Okay. So going back to the voice verification, as I was mentioning, your payment for the initial TurnNet account setup will be charged today, which is August 30th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $199. So this is a two-month verbal agreement. Your next payment will be September 30th, 2022, in the amount of $199. Now, this is a recurring payment.
Okay.
So once the term is completed, Dane, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th day in the amount of $199. You, however, may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support.
How hard is it to reinstate after it's been paused?
Not that hard. So when you, like, okay, let's say you cancel, right? Mm-hmm. It opens back up to our floor for our reps to start calling through the area to find a business to fill that position, right? But let's mm-hmm. say you, for whatever reason, let's say you got a job, right, that is literally going to have you working for 3 months and you are absolutely taking no calls, okay? Mm-hmm. Or you go out of town, you know, for a month, right? You could call, at least we always recommend call 3 business days before your next billing, right? Mm-hmm. And you call and you say, listen, I need to put it on a seasonal hold or whatever the case may be, right?
Mm-hmm.
We put it on that hold. You're not being charged, but of course we're not, you know, we're not managing it at that moment. It's kind of like on a standstill, right?
Okay.
So what happens is if you put it on hold for 2 months, right, just make sure to call us like, hey, okay, let's get it started back up. Then you just pay the $199 and we start managing it again. Then it's off of being on hold.
Okay. It's not like I get back to the bottom of the list and have to wait for anyone.
No. It's just like we just kind of put it on an off button, you know, like on a pause button for you. And then you're not incurring the charge, but you're also not losing that spot. We're not now, you know, giving it to another company, in other words.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's a great question though. So as I was mentioning, you know, if you're going to pause, right, or cancel your agreement with us, the only thing that we ask is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges. The number that you will call.
Do you use the website when it's paused or canceled?
The great question.
Is the website tied to this agreement?
The website is tied to it, but there are options for you, okay? So just to kind of go over this with you, let's say you decided you want to discontinue services, right? Any uh-huh. content that we created for you on Google, any reviews you generated on Google, none of that will disappear, right? Eventually, you'll fall off the first page because we're no longer servicing it, right? We're not managing it, okay?
Right.
Now, as far as the website, there are options. So we don't charge you. We actually purchase the domain. And they'll go over with you the domains that are available. We try to pick a domain that's closest to your business name.
To do with what you want pretty much if something were to cancel or fall through.
Right. But the options that you do have are this, okay? I believe it's $49 a month. We can continue to host and maintain that website for you, okay, for $49 a month. Or you can also choose to pay $99. The domain is yours. You then would own the domain. However, you would have to find someone to build it and host it. With any websites, websites have to be hosted.
Okay, quick question. So you would erase the content and then just give me the web address, and then I have to create a new
Yes, the domain would be yours. Correct. Typically, people would rather just we host it and maintain it.
Gotcha. So what is required? Why would, after it's been built and created and there's contact info to get in touch with me on it,
right,
what would I then have to pay someone to host it for? I don't understand the hosting and maintenance part.
Okay, the website. Because with a website, right, you always have to have someone hosting it. Like when I had my catering business 10 years ago, I purchased a domain through GoDaddy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I had to find someone to host that website for me. Because although I built it, I had to have a hosting.
What does that mean, host, someone to host it?
Well,
it's built out there. Isn't it just its own thing now that people can just look at? Like
Not necessarily. You see, like I chose one of my friends to host it for me because he built websites. So he would always make sure that, you know, the website is appearing where it needs to be appearing at. Whenever there was issues, I went to him about it because there's got to be a hosting, or you pay GoDaddy to host it.
So is host just another word for like maintenance?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much. To make it more simplified, yeah.
Okay.
So those would be your options. And these are great questions you need to know, and I'm glad that you're asking. I was always raised that a closed mouth doesn't get fed, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, in that event, I mean, those would be your options. Like, I'm totally transparent. I will tell you. This is what's going
to
happen.
To have you guys keep it up and running, or $100, you just give me the web address, and I got to figure it out. I don't know. I got it.
Right. Okay.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. Now, again, just to go back, right, the number that I sent you for customer service, that's the number that you will call if you were also to cancel or pause your account, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the recording, just hit number 8, all right? So just as a reminder, you want to call 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not charged, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So that concludes that. Now, as I'm looking at the schedule, what is the best time for you today so I can see what we have available, or I could go over the times that I see available now for your client interview? Do you have time today?
I'm not sure. I have a couple things to do. I don't know how much time they'll take.
Typically, it could be 30 to... It can. I can tell you the latest time we have today is 6 to 7, and this is your time zone, 6 to 7 o'clock. Whatever time I give you is on your time. So I have an appointment 6 to 7 today. If not, tomorrow morning, the earliest would be 10 to 11.
That sounds better. That way it doesn't interrupt me cooking dinner.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah, we don't want to interrupt that. Okay, so let me do this before we go over the billing. I'm going to schedule your client interview for tomorrow between 10 and 11 o'clock. Now, Dane, they are going to call you from an 877 number, okay? Please make sure to answer all calls within that hour. They'll call you a couple of times, you know, if you don't answer before they reschedule it. Now, we'll also send you an email. I'm going to send that to you right now with your calendar invite. We will also send you a reminder an hour before your interview, just a friendly reminder to let you know that it's coming up. Okay?
You guys are interested to get $200, huh?
Well, you know what? We would be doing you a disservice. I know sometimes, like, if I don't have, I have like 5 different calendars in my phone for my husband's doctor's appointment.
I'm just used to people being like, all right, you'll pay today and we'll call tomorrow. And then, like, I missed the call or nothing. That's the last time I heard from them, and they just got me.
Yeah,
so,
no, we're very on top of it. We have to be, or else we're doing you a disservice, you know?
Thank you.
Of course. So I just sent you that email. And then the card that you're using, Dane, is it in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
No, it's just in my name. I don't have any business.
Okay. Is it just Dane Scapplehorn or is there like a middle initial?
Hold on a second. Let me pull out of my wallet to find out because I'm not even sure.
I know. On some of mine, I'm the same way. I'm like, wait a minute. I have the middle initial on one. Why don't I have it on this card? So just first and last name? Okay. And then is it the same billing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Discover.
Discover. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
6011.
Mm-hmm.
0070.
Uh-huh.
9895.
Okay.
2673.
And expiration month and year?
926.
926. And the CVV code on the back?
340.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. 6011-0070.
Yep.
9895-2673.
Yes.
And that expires September of 26, and the CVV code on the back is 340, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to update the package, and then I will process the payment. We're going to send your receipt both to your email as well as in a text message. Okay, so we send it to both. And then when you get that, I'll go over it with you, but I'm going to also go over some notes. They're just going to be some basic notes for our technician, just so that they know where to start from. Keep in mind, though, they're going to go over way more in detail with you. And the client interview, like I said, it can take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer, just depending on how many questions or details you have. Okay? Okay. And then I know you don't use the Facebook too much, right? But just so you know, okay. Just so you know, though, we also do Facebook ads, right? Just an FYI. If at any time that was something you wanted to do.
And I was paying for it, and it never amounted to anything.
Were you managing it on your own?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they can be a little tricky, and then it's like, you're getting all these clicks, but nothing's coming in. You know, I'll explain to you the way they work a little bit, just so you know. A Facebook ad, right? If someone's performing that search on Google, right? When they're on Facebook looking at pictures or stories, they're going to see your ad pop up. So my husband does dialysis, and I don't know if I shared this with you, but I had to find the number. I couldn't remember it by heart, which was weird, but I went on Google and I typed in Fresenius Kidney Care near me and I got the number and I called them, right? So now when I go on Facebook, like I kid you not, I get this Fresenius Kidney Care ad popping up and I'm like, oh my God. And it's because they targeted me as having an interest in their kidney care center. So that's how it works. It's more like a retargeting, but with Facebook ads, you can make it relevant where we target like an audience of interest. You could target an audience by a certain income level or by location. The call to action buttons on it, if it says call us, when they click on it, they call you directly. If it says message us, you get a text message, not a message through Facebook Messenger. It's not a text message. You'll get a message, through Facebook Messenger. Or if it has a call to action button that says learn more, it directs them to your website.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's how they work. It's more like a retargeting is what it is.
That's what it felt like. It didn't sound like an actual marketing ad for people who didn't already have an interest to see.
Right, right. Yeah, it's more of a retargeting type of tool. The more relevant that you're appearing, the more prone they are to clicking on that ad and calling you.
Okay.
I actually used it when I found that plumber. I went and checked out his Facebook page as well. So it just kind of gave me another option to kind of see the work that he does and so forth, although he had already sold me on his services. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Okay. Now, some of the keywords that I do want to go over with you, Dane, are there typical types of flooring that you want to notate on here?
Hardwood and vinyl plank.
And that's for both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
No preference.
Okay. Anything else you want me to notate as far as any other services that you provide aside from that?
Baseboard, concrete leveling.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's part of the prep work. Staircase renovation.
Okay.
I think that's about it.
And at any time, you can change these keywords, you can update, you can add more, you can do that at any time. It doesn't cost you anything, okay? Do you have a company logo by chance? I know you have pictures.
No, no company logo. I was thinking about just taking, like, a picture of my business card for the Facebook thing.
Uh-huh.
But then I just got
Well, guess what? We can build you one, and it doesn't cost you more. So I'll notate for them to build
that
you one.
Mine for good, or is that also tied into the agreement?
Oh no, that's yours. That's yours. Yeah, we'll build you a logo. Yeah, it's yours. So just I'll notate that you'll give them some ideas. They'll build you the logo, and then if you like it, great. If you don't like it and you want something different, they'll build another one. So I'm notating you need a business logo. Okay. Now you do have an option where. And this is totally an option for you. We could, instead of them seeing your actual, you know, phone number, right? We put instead a tracking number that's linked to your phone number. It does come with an app that you download from the app store on your phone. And it's a way of you tracking those calls and messages. Do you prefer for it to just have your number listed there, or do you want a tracking number? It's your preference.
What is the difference now?
So with the tracking number, like instead of them seeing your 321 number listed, they're going to see, let's just say like an 877 number, right? When they call it, it's still going to ring to your phone. But the advantage of it is that, you know, it comes, if you're one that's always on your phone, okay, it comes with an app that you download on your phone. So that way you're always seeing your phone calls, you know, where they're coming from and so forth. You can block spam calls, right? If you're a person that I would say that utilizes your phone a lot, right, it would be something you might want to do, but, you know, it's just really your preference. A lot of businesses, they're like, my phone number has always been the one listed. That's the number I want to show.
Yeah. Let's stick with that.
Then we'll keep it as that. Yeah. If it's on your business cards, you don't want to be changing it up, you know?
No.
And then what are your hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
It's usually Monday through Friday, but I'll work the weekends if the job spills over.
Right. So we'll put Monday through Friday. That doesn't mean you can't schedule something, you know, over the weekend.
Right. Okay.
What are your typical hours, like 8 to 5, 9 to 6?
No, 8 to 5 is typically.
8 to 5. Those are good hours. You want to go home eventually.
I dropped my daughter off at school, work starts, and I got to pick her up before aftercare ends.
And it's not a requirement. I just ask because I don't want to miss anything. Licensed and insured or in the process? I believe you said you were.
Both. Yes.
Awesome. And what forms of payments do you typically accept? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal?
Check and cash. I do have a Venmo. I don't even remember what I put it on there for, but I've never used it.
Okay. So just keep it as cash and check. What about Zelle?
What is Zelle?
I have that through my bank. It's Zelle. So like whenever our kids need money, I have them. It's like through your mobile banking where you could, it's kind of like a wire transfer, but it goes directly to their account. I just put in their phone number, and I send them the money.
No.
Okay. So I put cash and check. Okay. No worries. All right. So I got all that. Now, if you take a look at your messages or your email, I need you to find the one. I know you got quite a few of them, but it would have been either if it would be the second to the last message or email you received. It'll say initial invoice on it. All it's right after the welcome email.
Top of the list, welcome, thank you for choosing.
That one, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So this is your initial invoice, right? It goes on to say on that, it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that there?
I just clicked on the link.
Okay. So did it take you to a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience?
Yes.
Yes. Perfect. Okay. So this is everything that we're doing. The Google Guarantee doesn't pertain to you. That's a whole separate type of program. Google Guaranteed is where you buy. You're actually, it's a lead service, okay, where you pay per lead, but it is very different from the Angie's Home Advisor, because these are leads guaranteed that you are not sharing with anyone else. They're coming directly to you. They're phone calls, okay?
Yes.
Google Guaranteed program, yeah, it's a whole different type of program, but I'll tell you, it's a very successful program. If you're ever interested in hearing out what that's about, give me a call and I'll explain it to you, okay?
No problem. All
right.
See how this goes for the first few months.
Exactly, exactly. Now, on this terms and conditions, this is everything that we're doing, like I mentioned. On that page, if you could do me a favor, just scroll all the way down to the very, very bottom of the page. Okay, there's going to be the signature box, right, for you to type your name. Mm-hmm. Before you do that, though, right above it, there's a little box to the left, and right next to it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So by you mm-hmm. clicking in that box, you're saying it is your name on the card that you provided. Okay, so you'll click on that, and then where it's asking for your signature, all you're going to do, Dane, is type in your name exactly as it reads. You don't need to put the date because it's already there. And then you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, it should be asking you on another page for a username and a password. Perfect. Okay, you see that? Okay, great. So this is where you log in to track your results with us. You can add photos in this. This is what we call your client dashboard, okay, your tracking and reporting system. We don't have your username or password yet because they're going to create that. So within 5 to 7 days, remember, you're going to receive another email with this username and password. And you can update it to a password of your choice if you'd like, because we just send you a password that we generate, okay?
Right.
That's why I want you to watch the video. All right?
Okay.
So just as a reminder, tomorrow they're going to call you between 10 and 11 o'clock, again from an 877 number, and we'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's coming up in an hour. Okay? So they'll call you within that time frame. All right?
Okay.
Well, any other questions?
Yes. This dashboard thing? That I'm looking at, the username and password, will there be an app for that, or will I have to remember a website every time?
Do you have an iPhone?
No.
Okay. So what kind of phone do you have, like an Android?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, is there an option?
There is an option where, okay, so it's not an actual app. That's if you did the call tracking. But with this, what you can do, this link, save it as a favorite on your phone. Like me, I could save links on my iPhone.
Okay.
So
yeah,
this way it's easier for you. Okay, that's what I recommend doing. So this way it's already on your phone. You know what I mean? It makes it easier for you instead of having to like, oh, let me find the link now. So if you could say save the link as a favorite, and if you can add it as like on your home, you know, on your home, how you have like different apps. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
I always say save it as a favorite because my iPhone. I think I had Android back in the day, but after that I switched to the iPhone. I've never gone back. I'm too used to it. You know, my sister-in-law just left Android and came to the iPhone family, and she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so confused. I'm like, you're making it more complicated than what it is. Okay. Any other questions? I mean, I've taken up a lot of your time, but I'm glad that we got to, you know, get through all of this.
No complaints. I guess I just go over all the emails and texts and watch the video and just wait for a phone call between 9 and 11 tomorrow.
Awesome. Dane, I do want to thank you. You know, welcome to our local Splash family, and I really want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Well, thanks. Like I said, after Angie's list, I don't see you guys being worse of an option, and it's half price.
Right? Yeah, no, and we're definitely here to assist you with anything. You're going to have a team dedicated to your account, so any questions, concerns, changes, make sure you call customer service, okay? You also have my contact information.
Absolutely.
If it is something urgent, go ahead.
Do you get people switching from Angie's list?
All the time.
Do you guys provide a contract letter for them to get out of their Angie's list contract?
No, unfortunately, no. But I'll tell you one thing. Eventually, like when clients have come to us, they're utilizing, you know, Angie's leads, they eventually let them go because they don't need to use them anymore, right? Because they're generating enough business off of their Google profile being listed.
So eventually, just sit tight and hopefully the work will pick up so I can just pay them off and be done with it.
Yeah, and be like, bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
A lot of our clients, what they've done too, is kind of pause their leads so that they're not incurring that cost either. So that way they're kind of like moving that money, with what they're doing with us.
Period.
Yeah. That's just crazy. I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, we're definitely here to help you. So like I said, just reach out if you have any questions. You know, customer service is really on top of it. But if it is something urgent, you also have my number, and I can send them a message that you need to talk to someone now, okay?
I appreciate
anything?
It.
You are so welcome. You have yourself a very blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.